had saved a wretch.
It was fitting that the service was held in a hangar. A huge C-17 sat on the tarmac outside as hundreds of military men and women, civilians, and close family members filled the building. Major Aaron Malone, Major Michael Freeholtz, Captain Jeffrey Hill, and Senior Master Sergeant Thomas Sicardo were remembered with laughter and with tears. Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Braspinix, commander of the 249th Airlift Squadron.
To the families of our four fallen airmen, we share deeply in your pain and sorrow. Please know that each one of these airmen was the very best at doing what they loved the most, flying Air Force jets. To the Freeholtz family, I was the first person to speak to Mike when he arrived in Alaska. Mike loved and knew the C-17 better than anyone else here. He was the pilot role model to emulate. We miss Mike dearly.
Lieutenant Colonel Andy Hurd commands the 517th Airlift Squadron.
I want to articulate how very proud I am of Mike, Aaron, Jeff, and Tom. No four better professional airmen could represent our country better than they. These men were a team well beyond their capacity as a demonstration team. They built a leadership foundation of our two squadrons that made us one, Air National Guard, an active family. They executed our country's missions together around the world, and they celebrated the greatness of Alaska together, and they died together. Jeff and Aaron were our squadron's operations flight leaders together. They were friends. They were outstanding instructors.
Meritorious service medals were presented to the families of the honored men. Governor Sean Parnell had these words.
Time indeed stopped for us last week as eternity beckoned, and its call hurts. For Alaskans and all of our service members and our families, our hearts are heavy as we remember the crew of Sitka 4-3. Major Aaron Malone, Major Mike Freeholtz, Captain Jeff Hill, and Senior Master Sergeant Tom Sicardo. Others today will speak personally to and for each man. It rests on me this day to speak on behalf of Alaskans, our congressional delegation gathered here, and your other representatives, to speak to the families, the friends, and the communities that these men touch.
The governor personally presented State Legion of Merit awards to the families of the four men. Official comments were mixed with the remembrances of friends close to the departed airmen.
The last time I saw Aaron was Wednesday night. I just gave him the airplane, and we did the things normal crew do. I gave him a hard time, and he threw it right back at me. I slapped him on the shoulder, said, "Go out and have fun. I'll see you tomorrow." He had a big smile on his face, and he was excited to go fly. Aaron, I'm going to miss you, my friend.
Coming here to celebrate the lives of these four brave men, I got to know all four of them very well over the course of my 2.5 years here. But none did I know better than Jeff. I worked in an office with Jeff every single day.
Tom was a man of extremes. He was extremely giving and extremely committed to whatever he was working toward.
Sicardo, like Malone and Freeholtz, was a member of the 249th Airlift Squadron. Hill was a member of the 517 Airlift Squadron. All had stellar backgrounds in C-17 operations and instruction. All were Alaskans. They will not be forgotten. I'm Ellen Lockyer.